Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. All eyes in the commodity markets are on the U.S. harvest progress. Ben Cash of Bauer Trading says the U.S. dollar may also be exerting some influence as well.
Well, I think the dollar's influencing a little bit. We've been somewhat quiet on corn and wheat export numbers. Soybeans been pretty solid week after week, but yeah, I think it's seasonality. Harvest pressure coming on, the grain's going to be moving to some of these elevators. There's going to be pretty available ready supply, but the way the U.S. farmer has improved its equipment capacity, as long as weather cooperates, harvest is not going to take that long, and we could be putting some lows in here. And typically we do see some lows put in mid-August to 1st of October, and so we're already moving into mid-September, so you got to keep that in the back of your mind as well. But yeah, I think what's limiting any kind of bullishness play is harvest pressure for corn and soybeans today.
Increasing import demand from China may also be something the markets watch closely in the months ahead.
I'd say if you want to look at some Chinese numbers there, we did see an uptick there in the soybean imports from China up to 102. So that's a number that we'll have to keep an eye on. You know, obviously Brazil has overtook us on corn and soybean exports, but seeing that Chinese demand number come up on imported soybeans is pretty interesting to see there. So that's 102 million metric tons versus 91.6 the prior year. So we'll see if that continues or not. They are forecasting up right at 100 for 2023-24 Chinese soybean imports, but corn imports are also up to 23 million metric tons. So since they opened up that market to Brazil, they have been importing more corn. They've also seen some flooding up in some of their prime corn ground up there, so their harvest may be a little shorter than expected, so we can possibly see some more corn exports to China here. I'm sure we're getting pretty competitive there.
Ben Cash of Bauer Trading. What are the price prospects for this upcoming U.S. corn crop?
USDA has projected a crop that would be actually up slightly from what was being forecast a month ago.
But that's not the direction folks were necessarily anticipating.
That's right. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer. Most analysts were looking for USDA to forecast less production than the 15.1 billion bushel crop that was projected. USDA did bring down its yield forecast by 1.3 bushels an acre. That was not a surprise.
But the surprising part was the additional acreage that NASS got through its additional survey here and through FSA data.
USDA found 1% more planted acres than was being projected a month ago, taking corn acreage to 94.9 million acres.
So you had increases in acreage more than offset the downward adjustment that was expected in yields.
So the overall result compared to last year?
We do have a big bump in production relative to last year.
New voice there, you may have noticed, USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Chekanowski. He says the expected 15.1 billion bushel corn crop would be 10% more than this last season and the second biggest crop ever. Mark says this will also, of course, bump up the numbers for exports, which are now expected to top last year by up to 23% at just over 2 billion bushels. Mark says those exports, though, could be under some pressure because of this development.
We raised Brazil's corn production forecast now at a new record, 137 million ton crop. And that's a crop where harvest is kind of winding down. So it is still on the global market and we'll potentially be competing with some of our supplies as they come off the field.
Meanwhile, Mark says expected year-over-year increases in exports and other uses of corn from the big supply won't be enough to counter the increased supplies of corn. So by the end of this next marketing year, corn stocks could grow from about 1.5 billion bushels this year to 2.2 billion in the next year. USDA projecting that the corn crop about to be harvested will bring a season average price of $4.90 a bushel, down $1.70 from this past season, 25% drop.
And the soybean outlook next on Inside Agriculture after this break for the weather and markets.